Good evening. I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSK.
The most awarded band in bluegrass music history. Like I said, 8-time female vocals of the year. It doesn't get any better than this. How about a nice hand for Rhonda Vincent and The Rage?
Oh, thank you so much.
Mark Gorelli is the focus of tonight's broadcast, coming up in just about 3 minutes. But first, a taste of what's to come on the Folk Show Roadshow.
Suitcase and down the road we went. Said goodbye to her family. Time with them is heaven sent. Headed to another town to make another show. Rolling down the highway, cause we're always on the go. We're raging love for you tonight. Let her go, Brent. Make that hound dog cry. We'll be leaving town tomorrow. Raging live tonight. We wake up in the morning and we start a brand new day. Trying to wake up, Hunter, it's almost time to play. Aaron Pickles on his five, just as fast as you can get. We're raging love for you tonight. Let her go, Josh. Make them fingers fly. We'll be leaving town tomorrow, but we're raging live tonight.
Most of tonight's roadshow will be spent with Mark Gorelli, a self-described Yankee songwriter well-loved for going deep into all manner of subjects. We'll hear the entire concert at Webster's Bookstore and Cafe on April 28th. But we'll also have time after Mark Gorelli's concert to hear more of the kind of music you heard just now, recorded just over a week ago in Center Hall at the Remington Rye Bluegrass Festival. So let's head downstairs to Webster's Bookstore and Cafe. It's a Friday evening in late April, after hours, and a special event, the return to State College of Mark Gorelli. He's a songwriter who rewards close listening with memorable turns of phrase and surprising insights. One of his many fans is Fred Volz, who has brought Gorelli to State College several times over the years. Here's Fred.
Thanks for coming out. We have an artist tonight that is probably my favorite songwriter of all time, and I am so glad to be bringing him to State College. Please welcome Mark Gorelli.
I am just a Yankee boy, born and bred in Boston, where there ain't no wide open spaces to get lost in. But out here, that's all there is. And when the wind gets blowing, it makes a certain sound, almost like the ocean. There's a new moon and the latest country tunes droning on the radio. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, I'm so far away from home, and I'm feeling low and lonesome tonight. There's a wind howling from across the Great Divide. Well, I know I'm only standing on a giant's shoulders, and I ain't getting all younger. And this world keeps getting colder, and sometimes I feel I'm barely on my way to where I'm bound. Sometimes I wish I could lay this hammer down. Hellfire and brimstone, there's some preacher droning on the radio. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, I'm so far away from home, and I'm feeling low and lonesome. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, I'm so far away from home, and I'm feeling low and lonesome tonight. As the wind howls in from across the Great Divide. I am just a Yankee boy, born and bred in Boston.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back in State College. Oh.
Putter around in his barn all day, a tool for each job and each tool in its place, whistling along to a song on the radio, while he poked through a mason jar full of nuts and bolts, lawnmowers and vacuums, windows with the glass all cracked, TV screens gone blank as cataracts. Well, he'd take them all apart when he got them up on his bench, and one by one he'd bring them back to life again. He's the fix-it man, the fix-it man. He can't put it back together, then it was never worth a damn. Maybe he's crazy for trying to save what's already gone, or just an analog hero in a world full of zeros and ones. They used to have a wife, but she passed a couple years ago.
Someone thought he had a daughter out in New Mexico. He grew up in the Depression. It's a lesson that I'll never forget. There's nothing so broken, ain't life left in it yet. For the fixing man, yeah, the fixing man. He can't put it back together, then it was never worth a damn. Maybe he's crazy for trying to save what's already gone. Just an analog hero in a world full of zeros and ones. Now your phone's made in China and your car is made in Japan. Child labor's sewing clothes in Malaysia and Vietnam. For the upgrade, nobody thinks twice about what we're really throwing away. But the fixing man, yeah, the fixing man, he can't put it back together, and it was never worth a damn. Maybe he's crazy for trying to save what's already gone. Or just an analog hero in a world full of zeros and ones. It's our supermarket bouquet in my hand. I see you laughing, but honey, this ain't no joke. I wanna walk all the way with you. I wanna prove my love is true. All the others who tried fail by the wayside. I wanna walk all the way with you. Tires and spooked horses, it's best to tread lightly as a matter of course, lest they slip the reins, jump the fences and bolt for the hills. Hey, I'm nothing if not persistent. I'm stubborn but I'm kind, and you can't tell me nothing once I've made up my mind. So if you run, I'm gonna chase you. Honey, you know I will. You know I will. I wanna all the way with you. I wanna prove my love is true. All the others who try and fail by the wayside. I wanna walk all the way, walk all the way. From the chemical rush of a brand new love, straight through the valley of the shadow with nothing but a rising moon above. Till mankind's coming kingdoms have all crumbled back to dust. tell her she's only the last, 'cause all that's left of her. Now I'm warmed up. Can't do too much talking too early. Gotta get the blood pumping, as they say. Man, it's great to be in Pennsylvania. It's just south enough that at this time of year, it's like traveling into the future. It's like I see lilacs in bloom. We don't have that yet back in Boston. So as I get a little taste of what's coming, I can call home and say, yes, I predict the lilacs will be blooming in 4 or 5 days. It's beautiful. We need spring this year. Looking forward to it. Gonna do a weird song, and hopefully you're not already thinking in your head, well, I don't know, the first three are pretty weird. This one's the weirdest one I've ever written. And it's because it's not from the perspective of a single narrator. So it changes voices, changes perspective each verse. And the three narrators are God, Michelangelo, sounds like a bad joke, I know, and the janitor who sweeps the floor at the Sistine Chapel. Okay, I won't tell you which verse is which. It's fairly obvious, but... In case you're listening to the song and you think, my God, Aurelie's got a God complex, you know, it's like, no, it's not me. I'm actually trying to sing from the perspective of God, which is, ironically, of the three characters, it's pretty easy. It's the easiest one, because I've never been to the Sistine Chapel. I wasn't alive when Michelangelo was around, and I don't know the janitor there, but I am a dad, so I have two young boys. So when I take on the character of God in God's verse, I just imagine like what I just got to put on my like most disappointed father's voice, you know, like, I'm so disappointed in you, you know, and which I haven't actually said to my boys yet, but I'm gearing up for it. I know it's coming, and I feel like that pretty much nailed it most of the time. What he must see when he looks down at us. So, this is called Look Up. All day long they shuffle through sneakers, sandals, high-heeled shoes, scraps of paper, chewing gum. My work here is never done. They exit now in single file. I sweep the floors and scrub the tiles. Dying echoes quiet the room and leave me leaning on my broom. Above me now the fall of man, but it all depends on where you stand. Is he letting go or reaching out for Adam's hand? Look up, look up. There are angels flying low enough to see. Look up, oh, look up. long years I've bent my back, painting every plaster crack. The hand of God and Adam's sin rained down in brush strokes thick and thin. I ache with shame and yet for home, through the darkened streets of Rome, past the night girls calling out to me, and drunkards praying on their knees. Above me now the canopy, the stars and all their majesty, remind me of the master I will never be. Look up, look up, there are angels flying low enough to see. Look up, oh, look up. Above the blessed and cursed, like ants they scurry on the earth, debauchery and daily chores, always hungry, wanting more. I sent them plague and flood and fire, tried so hard to stay inspired, and somehow solve the mystery of what they ever saw. If I could only kneel before the man who sweeps the chapel floor, show him he's as holy as the angels, maybe more. Look up, look up, there are angels flying. Look up, oh, look up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. After a song like that, you kind of earn yourselves a little like folk sorbet. This is a little palate cleanser. There's nothing deep in this one. It's called Hourglass. When I was a boy, I dreamt I'd be an astronaut, a president, tie a blanket round my neck and then pretend I could fly up to the moon and back again. I've been a seeker and I've been a scientist. None of that prepared me for this. There's no secret, there ain't no master plan. I only wanna be your man. All over there were others before you. Each one tried to teach me something new, but it never took and hearts broke every time. Truthfully, usually just mine. Some men want to make their mark on all mankind. I only want to make up your mind. And I can see you have your doubts, but I know I can. I only wanna be your man. I only wanna be your man. the ocean, just let me be the way. If you're the gambler, let me be your ace of spades. If you're the hourglass, make me a grain of sand, falling head over heels again and again and again and again. I only wanna be your man. I only wanna be your man. Thank you very much. Okay. What do you know? This, a lot of times when you name a song after a place, the obvious assumption is that it's about that place, and I get that. It doesn't always hold 100%. This one, it's kind of a literal and a figurative sort of deal here. This is a song called Netherlands, which I wrote in the Netherlands, but I kind of think of it as a kind of think of the Netherlands as a much kind of worse and troubling kind of purgatory than the actual Netherlands is, which is actually a really beautiful place. So what I'm trying to say is don't not go to the Netherlands because you hear this song and you think, oh my God, that sounds horrible. The actual Netherlands is amazing. But this is about something kind of deeper than that. So here we go. Breaking cobblestone, laid out in herringbone in the square. Old man sitting on a milk crate, playing squeeze box with spare change. People pass by like he's not there. Oh, and all his old world waltzes seem to be in a minor key to a haunted man. Lost in the Netherlands. Sidewalk barn of Sunday night, watching girls in skirts on bikes come and go. He's around for the one with the junk will care, and another for the things I might have dared when I was younger. If I'd only known, oh, tonight it feels like every memory is in a minor key to a haunted man. Lost in the Netherlands. Stained glass window pane of an old church, black with acid rain, comes light. Candles flicker at the Virgin's feet, and I want so badly to believe that something
that's got my back tonight. Oh, but all my prayers, they fall so hollowly. No one answers me, and I'm gone again, lost in the Netherlands. Lost in the
listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WBSU. The World returns tomorrow night at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9.
They haven't called me for tour dates in the Netherlands in a while. Maybe I should email somebody that disclaimer. Yeah, I need some more stroopwafels in my life. Actually, this is what's known in show business as an amazing segue, completely unplanned, because the last time I toured the Netherlands was with my friend Jeffrey Focault, wonderful singer-songwriter, and Jeffrey's kind of like my confidant / editor. If I ever have a song that I'm slightly unsure of, I send it to Jeff, and he gets out the red pen, you know, like you're back in grade school or something, and marks it all up without any thoughts to my self-esteem, and sends it back to me with a note saying, "You know I love you, Mark." and I sent him this song, and he didn't listen to the demo of it. He just looked at the words and changed the words, and then he liked what he'd done with the words so much that he decided to record a demo of his own, but with completely different music than the one that I sent him. He just made up some music that kind of went along with what he'd done. And I like what he did, but I'd gotten attached to my previous music. So I had to kind of hybridize the versions here. So this is a co-write with Jeffrey Focault. It's called French King. Driving home on the Mohawk Trail last night, my mind aimless as the dry leaves in my headlights, when I saw a state trooper running out on the French King Bridge, flashlight sweeping the darkness over. Fair day, you can see the green mountains turn blue. Standing on the French King, watching the river roll through. But on a moonless night, the black wind howls and moans, and the river moves like a serpent 100 feet below. Roll on, river, restless for the sea. Take this valley, wash it clean. Who can say where the soul will find peace? Who will keep the river from the sea? Thought of a shepherd, his flock bedded down for the night. And the eyes of the wolves moving just beyond the firelight. And my own little child asleep in his bed. As I drove on into the darkness up ahead. Roll on, river, restless for the sea. Take this valley, wash it clean. Who can say where a soul will find peace? Who will keep the river from? Who will keep the river from the sea? Thank you so much. I know it's getting dark right now in the progression of songs. It gets better, as they say. I always make a kind of show business guarantee that you're going to leave the show feeling, you know, leave one of my shows feeling better than when you came. But you have to stay for the whole show. For example, if you were to leave now, after a song of existential crisis, and then followed up by a song about suicide, and then this next song, you'd feel pretty bad. And this was kind of where the first set break was going to be. And then I was going to come back for the second set and cheer you all up. But I'm just going to plow straight through, because I don't want to leave you there even for a moment. So that'll give you a little taste of it, like, just so you know the roadmap of where we're following here. And actually, you know, what's a depressing song is up for grabs. I was told that this kind of material would go over well here, because this was like the progressive center of State College. So I'm going to do some of these songs, and hopefully they land, because my back's to the wall. I can't escape. It's called By Degrees. Take a look around me. Sometimes I wish I was blind. Feels like something sacred's dying. One headline at a time, and I can't tear myself away. No, I just stare in disbelief. You can learn to live with anything. when it happens by degrees. And I've seen every head bowed down as if lost in private prayer. I've seen the phones in every hand, seen the long and vacant stares of souls gone numb, thumbing through each ceaseless changing feed. You can learn to live with anything when it happens by degrees. And I've seen pundits shouting back and forth across some great divide against a map of red and blue, points of view so cut and dry. But when you look into the mirror, what color country do you see? Where you can learn to live with anything when it happens by degrees. And I've seen the flags at half staff as the nation mourned and moaned. I've seen the stars and bars of flying proud above the State House dome for the Charleston line we sing. I once was blind, but now I see. We can learn to live with anything when it happens by degrees. And I've seen little hands on little shoulders, children alive. I've seen them led away from school as the shots rang out inside. And I thought something had to change, but somehow it's become routine. We can learn to live with anything when it happens by degrees. I've seen sadness seep into my heart each day a little more, this darkness growing so familiar. I can't recall what came before. My children's faces filled with questions, looking up expectantly. And I don't know what to tell them. No, I can't bring myself to tell them. You can learn to live with anything when it happens by degrees.
Now the real fun part, where I get to tune a mandolin in front of people. Sometimes I get lucky. It's lucky enough in my book, right there. That's what it would sound like after the first line, even if I tuned it. So I'm going to leave it there. This is a song... I grew up in the suburbs of Boston, and this is a song about my, not necessarily my backyard, but my backyard behind my backyard. We had a stone wall at the back of the lawn, and beyond that stone wall was like freedom to a young boy, like Lord of the Flies kind of freedom. It was awesome. I learned a lot of things, saw a lot of things I can't unsee. In those woods, and some kids had an underground fort that they used to blow up frogs in and stuff with firecrackers. It was horrible and amazing to a young boy. Can't tell you what an impression these things made. So none of those things are in the song, just so you know. So This is called Imaginary Wars. Joe beneath the tall pine trees, and I'd fight imaginary wars. So my mom called from our back porch, and I'd come home covered in that pine pitch from my head down to my knees. Too big to wrap my arms around, surely older than I could count. Must have been there since the Mayflower crossed the sea. They've been through blizzards and hurricanes, summer droughts and freezing rain. Them pines will live forever, at least that's how it seemed to me. So what's become of the old pine woods? It's all gone and there's a brand new neighborhood. All for a buck, they cut down all those trees. They subdivided all of my fondest memories. And when those trucks came from our woods, I did everything I could. And the war was real when school let out that June. I ripped down flags and I pulled up stakes. But what difference can one boy make? Them pines still fell like thunder on a summer afternoon. So what's become of the old pine woods? It's all gone and there's a brand new neighborhood. All for a buck, they cut down all those trees. They subdivided all of my fondest memories. And I never became friends with the families that moved in. They were different from us, or so it seemed. I grew up and moved away, and I just go home on holidays. But those tall and tangled pines, they're still falling in my dreams. Now we all want the greenest lawn and a country club where we belong, and an SUV to get us there in style. But we don't keep track of what we've lost. You can't calculate the cost when there's no place left for a boy's imagination to run wild. So what's become of the old pine woods? It's all gone, and it's gone for good. All for a buck, they cut down all those trees. They subdivided all of my fondest memories. All they subdivided all of my fondest memories. so much. I just want to make it known that, you know, I hope you didn't think I was personally involved in any firecrackering of amphibians. That's not how I roll. How did I get on this subject? I don't even know. It's my fault. There's nobody else telling stories, just me. I play in a bluegrass band called Barnstar. Yeah. Somehow people know about us, except we don't ever play hardly. It's kind of an amazing thing. That's really what you're trying to get to anyway, where everybody knows who you are, but you don't actually have to go anywhere or do any work. So I guess we've made it. But this is a Barnstar song that kind of reverts back to a little folk song when I play it. It's called Charlottesville. December came with her ice and snow, and she left me with nothing but my pride. She bent me down to the ground so low, like a bird by the highway side. January made me second guess, kids in t-shirts walking home from school. Was just a temporary thaw at best. Come February, I was still your fool. Somewhere down south, maybe Charlottesville, that's where I wanna go. Where the water tastes like wine and the climate suits my clothes. I'm going down that lonesome road to a town where nobody knows your name. Will come, oh I know she will, though some days I ain't so sure. With her green amnesia and her daffodils, there is nothing that she cannot cure. Somewhere out south, maybe Charlottesville, that's where I wanna go. Where the water tastes like wine, climate suits my clothes. I'm going down that lonesome road to a town where nobody knows your name. Probably don't seem like much. We both know it's true. Of all the ways two people can fall out of love, honey, I never quit on you. No, I won't miss all this dirty snow, no. These skies are so gray. I'll pack the car and hit the pike tonight. Find some place to sleep along the way. Somewhere out south, maybe Charlottesville, that's where I wanna go. Where the water tastes like wine and the climate suits my clothes. I'm going down that long town where nobody knows your name, yeah.
Timmy played bass and his brother had a Mexican strat. I was on drums and couldn't find the one, but I only sang a little flat. Fake wood paneling, linoleum floor, pillow stuffed under the upstairs door. Trying to learn a few chords and start a band. Take me back to those basement days, stairway to heaven and purple haze. Been my wizard and born to run. I can't get no satisfaction. We're lost in the music down in that room, and it might as well have been the dark side of the moon. You can burn out or fade away, but you can't get back to those basement days. Oh, we learned enough songs and we thought that it sounded all right. So we rented out a local church basement on a Saturday night. And all our friends were there, we were living the dream. Till the fire marshal arrived on scene and pulled the plug, 'cause we set off the alarm with our dry ice machine. Take me back to those basement days, stairway to heaven and purple haze. Whipping posts, aqualung, I can't get no satisfaction. We're lost in the music down in that room, and it might as well have been the dark side of the moon. You can burn out or fade away, but you can't get back to those basement days. Oh, give me one more shot at 16 years old, back when I still believe that rock and roll was gonna save my soul. Is a lawyer right here. Oh, who'd have guessed I'd be the one still crazy after all these years? And though it only comes in flashes every now and again, I get a little taste of how it was back then, and it keeps me going each time I feel like packing it in. Take me back to those basement days, stairway to heaven in purple haze. Sugar magnolia, here comes the sun. I still know every word to comfortably numb. We're lost in the music down in that room, and it might as well have been the dark side of the moon. You can burn out or fade away, but can't get back to those, get me back to those, take me back to those basement days, basement days.
This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State. You're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU featuring concerts recently recorded in central Pennsylvania. Tonight, we're featuring Boston-based Mark Arelli in concert at Webster's Bookstore and Cafe, State College. We'll have some songs from the Remington Rye Bluegrass Festival coming up in about a half an hour.